Do me a favor, raise your hand if you were born and raised here in Chicagoland. Wow, that's awesome. Raise your hand if you know the significance of 1962. Raise your hand if Mike Monroe has taken money out of your pocket playing golf in this area. All right, that guy is a complete hustler, so just know that right out of the chute. Let me get back to 1962. That was actually the year that the Western Open came and settled in Chicagoland. Now, for those of you who know golf and know Chicago, you know the importance of the Western Open. I'll parlay that into the LPGA in just a moment. But it remained here each and every year in the Chicago area up until 2006. And everyone in this community who's from Chicago, lived in Chicago, knows anything about golf in Chicago, knows the importance of what it meant not just to golf fans in this area, but to sports fans in this area. The Western Open was golf in this city. And it was golf for fans and for kids who wanted to grow and learn the game and be a part of the game and see their heroes up close. Now, I, truth be told, was actually born in Chicago, in LaGrange. Grew up in Western Springs, went to Lyons Township. Lived there my whole life up until college. I came to know big-time golf events through the Western Open. I knew what they felt like. I went out there. I watched my heroes. In fact, if you know much about the Western Open, you know that the caddies were Chick Evans scholarship kids who caddied around the Chicagoland area. Or as I date myself, I was in Spanish class at Lyons Township, and one of my buddies was actually a caddy in one of the local clubs. He won the lottery and got Tom Watson that year. Tom Watson won the tournament that year. He got 10% as a college scholarship, and we all wanted autographs and all that other stuff. But I felt it up close and personal. And my dad took me out each and every year, and I saw Weisskopf and Nicklaus, and you name them, they were all out there, and that was special. So why do I tell you all that? It's pretty easy. Because since 2006, the Western Open hasn't been here, and big-time golf hasn't been a part of the Chicagoland area year in and year out. So that's a little pressure. That means there's a void. That means that we need to do work. That means we need to find great men, great women, great leaders, great corporations to bring golf back here and do something special. We need to get the next generation to love golf in Chicago. And I know the BMW Championship's coming here in just a couple of weeks, but I'm here to talk about women's golf from here forward. Over the next year, I hope that what everybody in Chicagoland comes to realize is how big golf is in this city. And by the way, just tangent, sorry. If everybody's in walking distance to this place, we need Life Fitness to be a corporate sponsor for this event, okay? Because we got a lot of work to do on that regard, all right? So let's jot that one down. Embellisher. Just keeping it real, Jerry. Over the next year or so, we need to be supporting, we need to be thanking folks like Jerry Rich and Terry Brady and all those corporate partners that are going to make this event big because they've done something special. It's not just the LPGA, it's not just women's golf. Keith Williams and his team have come forward and made this thing bigger and better. And this is the launch of something truly special. This is a big time deal for women's golf. Raise your hand if you were in Baltimore. Raise your hand if you're coming here next year to watch this event. Okay. The 2009 Solheim Cup was special, no question about it. As Kelly pointed up, there's pictures up there to prove it. The crowds were massive, the TV numbers were incredible, and everybody walked away, having a great time. But I'm here to tell you that I honestly believe that the LPGA and women's golf is in a far better place going into 2016 than it was in 2009. In fact, I don't even think it's close when you talk about the growth of our tour. Over the last 4 years on the LPGA schedule, 24 events to 32 events. Largest purses and total prize money in tour history right now. More TV hours and more coverage than ever before in the history of women's golf and the LPGA. TV ratings have taken a huge leap since 2010. The product on TV is far better. The talent level of the players is worth watching far more than it ever has been before. Social media following has doubled our expectations each of the last 3 years. That means people are paying attention. But you need events like this to draw everybody in. You need events like this to get people to go out and talk about how great women's golf is. And the UL International Crown is something special. 8 countries, team match play, 32 players, in an event that truly celebrates, you talked about the Olympics, but it celebrates our global tour, the global aspect of the LPGA. It's proof right here, and you'll hear from them in just a few moments. But our schedule of 30 plus events takes us to 14 different countries. That's a lot of frequent flyer miles, and that's a lot of opportunity to sell and grow this game worldwide. We are televised each and every week in more than 170 countries worldwide. That's an incredible opportunity for folks like UL and for any other corporate partner that wants to jump on board. Our website is translated in 6 languages. There are more than 30 countries represented amongst our players in tournaments each and every week. If you look at the Rolex Women's World Rankings, you will find in the top 10 alone, 6 different countries represented. In the top 15, 7 different countries represented. In the top 20, 8 different countries represented. That's big stuff. That's what this event will do. It will grow golf worldwide. Jason Day is proof that somebody wants to be the next Tiger. And we need to find players who want to be the next Inbee Park, or the next Paula Creamer, or the next, pick your country, Aimee Azzotto. Here's my point. For those of you who went to Baltimore the last go around, you realize this was special. Spain proved their worth as the best golfing nation in the world. They dominated on the final day, swept, unbelievable, and had a blast doing it. The celebration was something I'll actually never forget. It was one of the great moments in women's golf, in my opinion. The second go-around for this event comes to the second city, but the second city has a chance to be special and be first. You guys can do something that this event hasn't yet seen. You can blow out the window the crowds that could come to this event. We could do something truly special on television around the world. We can raise more awareness for girls' golf. We can create more superstars in the game. All these things are possible. This city has the chance to jump into the spotlight that it once held each and every year and do something truly special, not just for golf, but women's golf leading into the Olympics. And I hope you'll take on that challenge. Jerry Rich, Keith Williams, Terry Brady, thank you very much. Truly appreciate that. One final question, actually two. Raise your hand if you know who William Dawes is. Raise your hand if you know who Paul Revere is. True story. William Dawes and Paul Revere did the same thing on the same night. Why doesn't anybody know who William Dawes is? One guy took the southern route, one guy took the northern route. Paul Revere was today's version of the guy whose wife was a member of the PTA. Paul Revere had the membership at the YMCA. Paul Revere had 4 country club memberships. His kids were in schools that were active and traveled around the area. Everybody knew who Paul Revere was. William Dawes was just a crazy guy who hopped on a horse and rode around saying the British are coming, and nobody knew him. Why? He wasn't connected. So my challenge to you all over the next year is to be Paul Revere for the LPGA, to be Paul Revere for women's golf, to spread the word about this event like Jerry does, like Terry will, and like everybody else at the LPGA and all of our players will. This is an unbelievable opportunity. We only go as far as you all will connect us, and I give you that challenge. The media, you guys are my friends. You're not taking any money off me, but I do need you. We need ambassadors. You'll get more access to our players than you've ever seen before. You'll see more interaction from our players than you've ever dreamed of seeing at a big-time event. And we need you guys, because I can promise you, we'll treat you like that $4 million corporate partner as well. I thank you all for being here today. I hope you'll accept the challenge. And by gosh, I hope you'll walk, drive, ride the Yell, come on the Metro, whatever it takes to come out here in July next year, because this thing is going to be unbelievable. Thank you very much.